A woman is suing a Columbus judge and court officers for charging her a fee when she refused to testify against a boyfriend who had allegedly abused her. As Lisa Hagen reports, the woman's attorney says the incident is part of a larger policy of the judge, penalizing uncooperative domestic violence victims.
Back in June, Cleopatra Harrison appeared in court a few days after her boyfriend had been arrested for assaulting her. Attorney Sarah Garrity with the Southern Center for Human Rights says Harrison told the judge she didn't want to be a witness against her boyfriend.
Immediately, a victim fee was assessed in the amount of $150. No inquiry into the circumstances of her case.
According to the lawsuit, Harrison was told she'd be thrown in jail if she didn't pay. Allison Smith-Burke is with the Georgia Coalition Against Domestic Violence. She says she gets that it might be frustrating for some that victims choose not to press charges against abusers, but
a victim's choice not to assist in the prosecution of their case may actually be their best option for protecting themselves and their children. They certainly should not be fined or jailed or otherwise penalized for making this decision.
Southern Center lawyers say they've found multiple examples of Columbus Judge Michael Solinsky forcing uncooperative victims to pay court fees, all of which they say are unconstitutional. Neil Callahan is Judge Solinsky's lawyer.
I will say I've known Judge Solinsky almost 25 years as he's been on the bench, much longer than that. And he has made a career of protecting victims of crimes, especially victims of domestic violence.
The Columbus mayor's office says it's reviewing the lawsuit. Lisa Hagen, WABE News.